Chapter 16, The Battle at Merlin's Cave. I had spies all over the country to find out what was happening. My proclamation had made the knights very angry, and 30,000 of them were on their way to Merlin's Cave to fight me. On my side, I had Clarence and 52 faithful men. Clarence had built a tall electric fence around the cave, and we worked day and night making dynamite, which we hid around the outside of the fence. I had given my men instructions about what to do when the enemy arrived. We were ready for the fight. Finally, the big day arrived. Just before sunrise, my guards heard military music in the distance, and they saw an army of knights approaching. We ran to hide and waited. As the knights came nearer, the sun rose and shone on their armor. It was a wonderful sight. At the front were knights on horses, with feathers in their helmets. We heard the sound of trumpets, and the horses started to gallop towards us. As they approached the fence, we detonated the dynamite. The whole front line of knights was thrown up into the air. This was followed by a wall of smoke, which we couldn't see through. Then we detonated more dynamite, and there was a second explosion. The ground shook, but we couldn't see what was happening. When the smoke had cleared, we couldn't see anyone alive outside the fence. Most of the knights had run away. The dynamite had made a ditch more than 40 meters wide all around us. I sent out more spies to find out what was happening. They reported that an army of knights was coming towards us. I tested the electric fence and made sure it worked. Then I told my men to prepare a water hose and take it to the ditch. After that, we waited. In the middle of the night, I heard the sound of horses. Then I saw the knights. They rode into the ditch and crossed over it. Clarence and I watched them coming.
"Look, there's something on the fence,"
Clarence said. "Is it a man?" I asked. We got closer and saw a knight holding onto the outer fence. He was dead. A few minutes later, another knight came over to him.
"Why are you sleeping here?"
he asked. He touched his friend on the shoulder. The electricity passed through him, and he too died. Along came another knight, and then another. One by one, the electricity passed through the line of knights and killed them. We saw a circle of dead knights around us. Then the rest of the army arrived. My spies said there were about 10,000 knights still alive, hiding in the ditch.
"Turn on the water and fill the ditch," I shouted.
My men started to fill the ditch with water from the water hose. We saw the heads of the knights appearing over the top of the ditch.
"Shoot!"
I shouted. My men took their guns and shot at the knights, and one by one, they fell back into the ditch and drowned. About 25,000 men lay dead around us. So far, we had won the battle. We now had to find out whether there were more knights on their way to fight us. I was horrified by the scene around us. I had wanted to use modern technology to improve life for the people of England. It hadn't been my intention to use it to kill people. My plan had failed. But what choice did I have? I had to save myself and my men. I had succeeded in keeping us alive so far, but I hadn't thought of everything. I haven't got the strength to write about it now. I am very weak.